narrow defeat for Chester Rugby Club this afternoon against Harrogate. And on the line now, we've got head coach Guy Ford. Evening, Guy.
Evening, Steve.
Evening. Well, yes, a narrow defeat in the end, but a difficult game for you this afternoon there with all the cards and also playing as well with 14 men.
Yeah, we spent 50 minutes, if not a little bit longer, with 14 men, which will make it a bit more tricky than it should have been. But we probably got the result we deserved in if we look at the big picture. In a game that we should have really won if you looked at the league table before the game.
Yeah, so it started off with Harrogate getting a penalty 3-0 and then a try and conversion, so you were 10-0 down, and then 10-3 with Liam Reeve converting there, and the second conversion by him, so 10-6 at half time. So, you know, finally poised at half time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. We hadn't really had any ball, because any time we did, we gave a penalty away and seemed to get a yellow card and one thing another. So, the game sort of hadn't really started. It was a bit of a non-event the first half. It just stop-start, no flow to it at all for either side. And we discussed how we were going to go on and how we should win it quite comfortably as long as we stick to what we're good at, and it never really materialised.
Yeah, so then we got the start of the second half and they got a further try, stretching the lead 15-6. Then another penalty from Liam Reeve, and then 15-9, and then there was a red card for George Baxter.
Yeah, we were actually on the attack and had an opportunity to score ourselves and through an interception. And they got a breakaway try, which was a bit of a momentum swinger in the game. And then, the red card was a 30-man scuffle and pushing and shoving. Out of that, they managed to pick one man, which was, we believe, was mistaken identity. But these things happen and you have to deal with it and get on with the game, which we did. We did pretty well. We had the upper hand and most of the ball second half, but we just couldn't find the cutting edge until really late in the game.
Yeah, 18-12 and then 18-17, there's a try there for Ben Ivory, but unfortunately a missed conversion. Was that by Liam Reeve? Because it's very nice of him to miss that, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a hard one. It was right on the touchline. A really good try. It was probably the one bit of the game for both sides which stood out with any sort of quality. Which probably sums the game up quite well, that happened in the 79th minute or whatever it was. And then, Reeve missed the kick at goal, which can happen, but very rarely, from his boot. And then they went off the kick-off, they got a penalty and kicked with time up and kicked a goal. And that was that.
Yeah. So, 21-17, the final score. Any injury concerns at all?
No, we've come out unscathed. Just a few disappointed people that have come away to second bottom in the league and not really shown anything. Frustrating afternoon, but one we sort of shrug your shoulders and move on to next week.
Yeah, of course you've got to move on. I mean, after that, you're just going to say, well, that's the way it is, that's the way it's turned out, and move on to next week. Where are you playing next week? Are you back home next week?
Yeah, back home. Tough game against the Lyonians, who are third in the league. And we normally have really good games with them. Very competitive. They like to play a decent brand of rugby. And so it should be a really good game. As long as we're on our mettle and keep our discipline, it should be a belter.
Yeah, have you played them so far this season away?
Yeah, played them away just before Christmas, I think it was, and they won narrowly, but good game, good competitive game.
Oh, so that gave you hope then, obviously, that it was a narrow win from their point of view, and you've been quite strong at home this season, haven't you, really?
Yeah, we have, and we're just starting to click well with the ball, he says, after not clicking at all today until late in the game, but we're just starting to click when with the ball in hand and playing some good stuff. So it should be we'd be hopeful of getting the win at home, as we always are. But knowing full well it'll be a really tough game.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, thank you for coming on the programme once again, Guy, and we'll speak to you next week when you're home at Hare Lane, and safe journey back over the Pennines.
Brilliant. Cheers, Steve. Thanks.
Thank you. There we are, Guy Ford, head coach there of Chester. Final score there, 21-17 to Harrogate.
Chester's D Radio Sport with Liverpool FC. Get all your LFC essentials right now in store on Northgate Street, Chester, or online at liverpoolfc.com/store.